Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The 64th National Men's Conference, May 24th through the 27th, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 69th National Youth Conference, July 8th through the 15th, 2018, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 83rd National Convention, August 23rd through September 3rd, 2018. The location will be announced. The schedule is subject to change as led by the Spirit and the direction of Apostle Patterson.
Thinking about what you're going to do and how you always keep your word. Thankful how you made the destiny for my soul to be the clouds, be in heaven. And how during the course of my life I have found the forgiveness of sins. I thank you for letting me know by your word, because I believe your word. And my mind consider all the things that I've done against you. So if the question is asked, will you forgive? I believe your word that said you are faithful. So if my mind think on all that I've ever done, I want to say to my soul, it is written. God said, I'm faithful. I know the enemy is going to take me on a trip while I'm tabernacling in this wilderness. But I pray, dear Lord, that you give me the ammunition I need to tell even him, it is written. I remember your trip. 40 days of being tempted of that tempter. And you had 3 times to tell him, it is written. I want to live now by the words that proceed out of your mouth. Because after all of our trials are over, I thank you that you sent an angel now to minister to us. And you didn't leave us. But you gave the church something to keep us looking up. Thank you for the man of God that came ahead of me. That angel ministered to my soul. I thank you for sending that angel to my parents in the days that they heard the truth over the radio broadcast. They were tabernacling in the wilderness. They were being tempted of the devil to stay in a Baptist church. But I thank you that you changed my father's heart. While he was yet being tempted, he heard the words of truth. And he began to say, it is written. And while he was yet in the wilderness, and after the tempter tried to get him to stay with Reverend Harley, an angel came and ministered to his soul, and he walked out. But the angel didn't leave my mother too far behind. when she was finished, she got an angel, S.C. Johnson, that ministered the words of truth. And since that time, their seed has been tabernacling with God. Today, I'm thankful that you brought them out of darkness into the marvelous light of your word. It is your word that shall keep us. And as we come in prayer today, we're asking that you ever keep us. Sometimes I hear myself asking you for things that you said you're already going to do. But I still want to tell you, I want you to keep me forever. And when it forever finished, I want you to keep me now ever. Because you brought my soul out of darkness. And I know for myself what it is to be tempted of the tempter, to turn back, to go on back, say the journey is too hard, stop believing, wonder is it all for real. But I thank you after I've had such a thought. An angel come and minister to my soul and said, keep on. Stay on the firing line because the army of God don't have no cowards. So today I'm here, I'm pressing. And I pressed on even till this very hour. Not to give up. And not to throw my hands and say it's all for naught. And I'll just go to hell. But I want to be delivered from hell. So I need you, Lord, now to lift me and to give me enough of your word so I can say to my soul, it is written. And every time I have an opportunity to understand the sacrifice that you made for me, that you will give my soul something to shout about. And you give my spirit something to dance about because I could have given up long ago. But I thank you to this present hour. I'm still pressing. Had some hard times, but I thank you that I can bring this flesh and blood into this tabernacle. And you can send an angel to minister to my soul to tell me, stay on the firing line. If you are in the battle for God, if you are in this battle for right, then you stay on the firing line. Because we're going to be tempted every hour of the enemy, but we're going to stay on the firing line. If my soul asks, will the Lord forgive me because I did some terrible thing? And I can think on all that I did. But I want to say to my soul, soul, it is written. The Lord said, and I believe it. I'm faithful. I believe the Lord can forgive no matter what I've done. Because he told me he went to destroy the works of the devil. So the devil cannot have any work in me. Because God said he would destroy it for me. I thank you, Lord, that you made me accept the works of your cross. That you found there that you had the power over death itself. And you told me to follow after you. So today I find myself coming after you. Because my heart is heavy, because I believe that I found the forgiveness. Though my mind think on things, but I believe that you've already dressed me for a garment white like snow. Because you told me if my sins were red like crimson, you can make them white like snow. And I believe, so I can tell myself and I can tell that old tempter, it is written. I believe the anointed ones of yesteryear, because when I wandered in the wilderness, the Lord sent the tempter to me to tell me I was afraid of the water. But one day my soul stood up, and as afraid as I was, but something in my soul, something had the reins and made me stand and said, I want the forgiveness of sin. I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. And I believe, God, that when they called the name over my soul, they said, dear brother, I therefore baptize you. Gonna bury me in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sin. My faith. Make me believe those words that Peter said. That day was for me the day my soul went down. So when the tempter wants me to stay in this carnal state, I'm thankful to God that he sent an angel to minister to my soul. And every time that the tempter tried to get me to walk away or give up or say the Lord didn't forgive you for that or this or that or this or that, I thank God that an angel say the Lord is faithful. And the Lord has forgiven all of my iniquities. And he said, I will not remember them anymore. Today I'm grateful that I believe. I'm thankful that I'm trusting that your words are faithful. Because if your word says that you're going to quicken my mortal body, I have to believe with all that is within me that you're going to do that. So I got to believe if you said my sins are forgiven, I'm going to trust you. Like the woman that was caught in the very act. When you told her, she stayed there long enough to hear you say your sins are forgiven. I believe my garment now is white as snow. I believe you took off that old filthy garment and you gave me a linen one. I believe it with all my heart. I believe that I have run this race not in vain, but I come to this present moment believing that you can speak to me in my sleep. You can talk to my soul even though my body is resting, to tell me it is well with my soul, that makes my soul go back to you and talk to you. In a language that you know and I don't, but I know because my spirit is responding to my soul that's in this body and my body is moving. Hallelujah. While I'm resting in sleep, my soul is making the body move. It's making me understand though the body is resting, I'm filled with God. And it's well with my soul because you told me to think on the good things. So I think on how you've delivered my soul. How you deliver my soul from death. Where would I be if I didn't have a God that could forgive sins? Where would I be if I couldn't find the forgiveness of what I've done? I would be most miserable. And my soul would be headed for hell and to stay there forever. But I found a God that can forgive no matter what I did when I was young or when I was middle-aged or when I was old. I found a God that said I could forgive. And I believe because my heart is lifted when I think on what I did. And where I am now, I'm lifted. That my soul can sing in Zion. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. It makes me happy in my soul. It makes me kneel before you and tell you if I didn't find the forgiveness of sin, your word told me where I was going to end up, but somewhere in my heart, I believe that you have forgiven me for all of my trespasses against you. That makes my heart happy that you're going to give me something to shout about. I believe that you brought me out of darkness. I believe it. My soul just believe that when I ask you, Lord, please forgive me. I didn't have to tell nobody the depth of what I've done, but I believe I found the forgiveness of sins. But I believe and I know you've been so good to me, and I couldn't find a God that would keep his word. I would be most miserable. But today my heart is full because I found the forgiveness of sin, because I believe that the God of heaven has turned my stake around and put me in his bosom, placed me in his garden. So while the tempter is coming and trying to turn me, to make me remember and think that God did not forgive me, I believe the angel that ministered to my soul, because you picked me up and you threw me down on your altar and you made it possible for me to lay there and tell me I found the forgiveness of sins. So I believe when you speak to my soul, you burn up everything that's not like you. You took it away from me. And now I believe you. I believe you, Lord. Lord, I believe. And if there is unbelief in my heart, I tell you to help now. Help my unbelief. Because I believe that I have found the forgiveness of sin. I know that you're walking with me. You've been with me all of my life. But now you're making me to understand that you laid down your life so I could come to you and say, Lord, you know what I did. You know the depths of what I've done. But I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And I praise you that I found a God that I can get the forgiveness of what I've done. So I can sing the songs of Zion in truth. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that you lifted me from the dunghills of where I found myself. But I found now the forgiveness, the pardoning of my sins, because my heart knows from where I come from. But when I think about now, what God has done by his word after he finished with the tempter trying to tell me that you won't forgive, the angel come along my path and tell me the Lord has forgiven me. I had some things in my heart. Hallelujah to God. But I thank you that the speech came to me. Say, you can't hold that. You got to let it go. Because God said, I forgive. He said, I'm faithful. I've got to believe that he's forgiven me of all my sins. Otherwise, I am most miserable. And hell is going to be my portion. But I thank God that after the tempter got finished with me, there's a God that said, I'm going to administer to you the words of an angel that said, God is faithful. God is faithful. So today I'm going to believe that God is faithful. And when I ask him to look over my record and find the things that I've done, I ask him, hallelujah, that he wipe it out. I ask him to wipe it out. And let the cherub that has the flaming sword move just a little bit to let my soul walk into paradise and touch the kingdom of God. And say, Lord, I thank you. All the days of my life, when I was sick, how you healed my body. When I was in sin, how you changed my walk. How you changed my talk. How you changed me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you're not going to hold it against me. I thank you. I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah to God, I thank you. Hallelujah, I thank you. You're not going to hold it against me, but you're going to free me. Hallelujah to God, you're going to give my feet something to dance about. You're going to speak to my heart and make joy come. Hallelujah to God, I believe. You're going to give me the peace of my mind to let me know I found Jesus. I found I'm going to stay with Jesus until he tells me I have to forgive. Because I know God is able. I believe God is able. Because I know to the depth of what I've done. But somewhere somebody told me, when the tempter got finished with trying to change my heart, he tried to change my mind. He tried to make me go back. But I found, I said, it is written that Jesus said, I'm faithful to forgive. Jesus told me that I'm faithful. I believe Jesus over the tempter. I believe Jesus. I believe God. No matter what the tempter said to me, I'm going to wait on Jesus until he tells me I find no fault. I want Jesus to tell me I find no fault. Because he told me if I continue, he will strengthen me day by day. So today I find myself having the forgiveness of sins because I believe God. He has sent an angel to minister to my soul. Hallelujah to God. I thank you, dear Lord. I praise you, dear Lord. I know you're able. I know you're able because I can see. I can feel you in my soul. There are some that don't want to find this peace I found. But I thank you, you let my feet walk on into New Jerusalem. I thank you that my soul believes I have found Jesus Christ, God Almighty. And he has made me a daughter. He has made me a son. He has put me in his kingdom. I thank you that all the years that I've walked in Zion and the time that I've gone contrary, I still found Jesus, that he said, I find no fault. I believe his word. I'm trusting in the words of truth. Because if I can't believe the words of God, I'm going to be most miserable. But I believe God's words. I believe his words. His words said he was faithful. So when the tempter gets finished, I'm going to go to Zion. And I'm going to sit among the saints and say, God's been good to me. Hallelujah to God. You don't know what I've done, but God knows. But I don't have to worry about it. I'm going to tell the tempter, it is written, God said he was faithful to forgive. So I believe that he has forgiven my soul. So I find peace today among the peace giver. I find joy in my soul because he's given me joy. I thank him. He said, me blessedness among my soul. He poured out his blessings upon me. And I can thank him today that I have walked the way of Jerusalem, though I was dead in sin, shaven by iniquity. But I found Christ Jesus, my Lord. As he came up out of the ground, I found that ghost that now abides in my soul. How he picked me up, turned my soul around and made me look at him. Said, come this way. And I said, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. I had things pressing that made me want to turn. But I thank God for a mind that's determined to follow after Christ. I had, hallelujah to God, times when my feet got tracked up and tangled. But I thank God today it didn't hold me fast. Because the power of the living God has loosed my feet. It's prepared my feet now to dance. It has gotten out of my heart. He set my heart, set my mind on things that are eternal. So I believe now, so I'll speak and say I found the forgiveness of sins. I found the Savior. I found the Redeemer. That redeemed my soul and took me back to the estate that I had with him in the Garden of Eden. And I can be there now, though the tempter will come. Hallelujah to God, I have power now. I can tell that old tempter, it is written, God said, and I'll tell him what God said. When my mind wants to go contrary, I'm going to tell my mind, it is written. God said, be faithful. God said, be holy. God said, be perfect. So I can tell the tempter, when it comes to trying to get me out of paradise. Oh, my Lord, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. So when I'm worried, when I'm burdened, when I'm afraid, I can now come to God and he can minister to my soul. Hallelujah to God, I thank him. He can talk to my soul and tell my soul, be encouraged. It's going to be all right. I remember, hallelujah to God, when my body was racked in pain. Hallelujah to God. I had an issue with my blood. But when the tempter told me, you better be concerned, I had a spirit in my body that told me it is written, God can heal. It is written, God is a deliverer. So Lord, I'm thankful. Oh my Lord, I'm grateful. Hallelujah to God that my soul believed God over the tempter. He wants me to come out of the paradise. But Lord, I thank you that you let me in. I'm so grateful that my feet are walking in Zion, that my conversation is in heaven. Hallelujah to God, I found the throne of God where I can talk to God and tell God. I'm so glad that you lifted my soul. So glad you took the world out of me and me out of the world. Thank you for not leaving me alone, but send an angel to walk with me day by day, moment by moment. Dear Lord, to tell me the right thing to do. And if I do the right thing, I believe my heart is going to be lifted because I believe God. I'm trusting every word. I believe it. Hallelujah to God. When he said that he would deliver, when he said he would set us free, he said who he set free is going to be free indeed. I thank God, I believe his word, that I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. And I can tell that old tempter, it is written. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to God, I believe. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I believe every word, Lord. I'm trusted in every word. I haven't found no fault in your word. Everything that you said has come to pass in my soul. I went down in water because you told me to. I got the Holy Ghost calling on your name because you told me to. I remember when you sat down on me and you took my tongue and announced your entrance. You announced that you were coming in. You opened my ears. I heard you. I heard you. I heard you. I heard you. I believe when I heard you, things changed, Father. I went leaping. I went home to tell my mother I have received the Holy Ghost. Because I believe God. And today I'm trusting. Because those words were true. I believe this. When you say you will forgive, I believe you've done that also. So I'm going to let the past be the past. And when the tempter brings it to my mind, I got enough to tell it. It is written. God said I would forgive. He said, I will wipe out your iniquity and won't believe him no more. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Come on. believe. So therefore I'll say, I have the forgiveness of sin because Christ told me so. I believe him because he told me. I'm here today because he moved me to come. I thank him. I've been praying all night because a soul wants to know, will God forgive me? Has he forgiven me? I've been tossing for night because I got to believe that God's words are true. He's proven it over and over and over again. When I was sick, I see that he delivered. He did it because he said he would. I believe that he could. And now that I see that he has, what is it but for me to believe that I have found the forgiveness of sins? Oh, Lord, if I haven't, I am most miserable. If I haven't, I'm still in my sin. If I haven't, hell is going to burn me for everlasting, to everlasting. And I'm going to feel the flames of hell forever if I have not found the forgiveness of sins. But I believe hell won't know me. Death won't know me because Jesus died for me. He died so I can find the forgiveness of sins. He died, hallelujah to God, so he could get death away from me. I believe God. I believe God. It is written now unto him that is able to keep me from falling. I believe God. He said he will present me faultless. He said he will present me faultless. So when the devil tells me, look at this thing you've done that was so great, I tell him it is written. He will present me faultless. I got to tell God, I thank you that you lit on my heart what you wrote in your book. So when the tempter comes and try to get me to turn, I want to tell him it is written. I want to tell him, God has been good to me. I might be by myself, but God is with me. I might think that I'm alone, but God is with me. The tempter can come, but I'm going to stay in this paradise and say, God, I thank you that you let me back in. You let me touch the tree of life. And if nobody else want to be saved, I want to be saved. Save me, because you promised me that you could. You promised me that you would. So I've done everything that you asked me to do. Now you said you would save me. So now I believe that you've already done it. So I thank you. I'm here to praise you. I'm here to glorify you. Because when I see you face to face, oh my Lord, I'm going to have a dance in my feet. I'm going to have joy in my heart. I'm going to have a shout of hallelujah because that lamb took away all my sins. I'm going to say hallelujah to the Lamb of God that presented himself as a sacrifice for my soul. Hallelujah to God, I thank you. Dear Lord, I praise you because I found the Messiah that had the power to take away all of my sins. I know what I did. God knows what I did. But I thank him that I confessed my fault. I told, hallelujah to God, the angel about my fault. And he said, God will forgive you. So I believe the word of the angel that God sent down to minister to my soul. After the tempter tried to get my soul to turn, I thank God I found an angel, and I believe his words over the tempter's words. So when the tempter want me to think on my bad, I want to tell him that, hallelujah, I left it all in the water. I got something that I can shout about because I found the forgiveness of sins. So I'm here today to worship God, to thank Him and praise Him what He's done for me. Because if I have not found Christ Jesus, I am most miserable and my soul is damned to hell forever. But that's not my cause. That's not my case. That's not my walk. Because I can say, God has saved me. He has delivered me. He has redeemed my soul from the enemy. He paid a ransom for me. He went to the tempter on my behalf and said, that one is mine. Hallelujah to God. I tell the tempter, it is written. He said I was his jewel. He said I was his royal diadem. Hallelujah to God. I thank God. He said he's going to wear me on his crown. I'm a jewel in his crown. Hallelujah to God. I thank God that an angel came down to tell me the good news that God has put me back in the garden from whence I came. I can walk around heaven all day and talk to God. I can go in the midst of the garden and touch everything that God is, from life to death, for good and evil. I can thank God Almighty that all of the millions of people that hear the word and never turn, God turned my heart. He turned my soul. I went on my knees to the altar and asked him to please forgive me. Hallelujah to God. Please wash me whiter than snow. It is written, he says, though my sins be like crimson. Hallelujah. He said, I'll wash them whiter than snow. So when the tempter want to get in my mind and tell me I have not found the forgiveness of sins, I believe God. I believe his word. I'm going to trust that when I toil day and night, fasting and praying, that the Lord is going to send an angel to my soul to minister to me, to tell me to press on. Press on, because soon it's going to be crowning day. And I want to sit on his head. I want to rejoice all around his head. Hallelujah to God. How he had mercy on my soul. While I tabernacle in flesh and blood, he let me know that's not who you are. I'm going to change that old vile body. Bring that speech to my throne. Here it is, Lord. Thank you. Bring your soul, hallelujah, God, to the throne. Here I am, Lord. Bring your dancing. Bring your singing. Bring your thanksgiving. Bring your shout. Bring it all to Jesus. Because I'm thankful this day how God had mercy on my soul. I'm just full that God had mercy on my soul. Hallelujah to God. I'm thankful. I'm praising you and glorifying your great name. Because you've been so good to me. You didn't leave me in the hands of wicked ones. But to save my soul, you brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light of your word. Your word, hallelujah to God, is shining itself in dark places. And let me look in and see that's not where I am. I'm over here with the light. How, hallelujah to God, while I was tabernacling in the gap, you sent an angel down to pull me before you closed the gap. When you take away the bridge, and nobody can walk over from darkness to light, I'm already in the light. I'm ready to bring out my cymbal. I'm ready to bring out my tambourine and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, because you've been so good. You have been so good. Thank you for all your safety, all the traveling for days after days after days, all of the danger in the air and on the land. I thank you how you kept my soul. Hallelujah to God. I might have had some fender bender, but my soul was all right. Thank you how you encapsulated my soul. How you washed out over me. I'm just here to be grateful. I'm here to be thankful. Hallelujah to God. I thank you. I thank you for even the thought that you gave me to pray over food. I know all the danger that's in it, but I thank you. It hadn't harmed me at all. I thank you. I know I've many days I've eaten harmful things, but I thank you how you let me press on over. Hallelujah to God. I thank you. All of the dangerous times my soul was in danger, but I thank you how you removed it and how you let my eyes see that that was you. So I come today to say I'm thankful. I come today to say I praise you, because it is written, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Hallelujah to God, I believe you. I'm trusting in you. I'm going to give you the glory. I'll drive from hours and hours to get to the house of the Lord, because I believe that when I call on you in the time of trouble, I believe you're going to deliver. I believe if my soul can call on your name, I'll find what I need in an instant, in a moment, at the batting of an eye. I believe I can find what I need already preached to my soul. I thank you for the angel that watched over my soul when it was in danger. The angel warned me. Hallelujah to God. I took ease, and I thank you. And it caused me to walk this path today. So, dear Lord, I come in your sanctuary. I come in your place of peace to tell you I'm grateful, to tell you I'm thankful, because I know for an assurance I'm going to meet you in peace. I know, hallelujah to God, you're going to unwrap this sin away from me. I know for an assurance you're going to peel it off like an old garment, and it's going to wax away, and I'm going to get something that will never rust, that can never decay. I believe it because I know you said it. So I can tell that old sister, when it comes to try to tell me you don't have the victory, I can tell that old tempter, because I told him all night long, yes, I have it. Yes, I have it. Yes, I have it. I told that old tempter all night long, I got it. Yes, I got it. Because Christ Jesus gave it to me. Hallelujah to God. And when the tempter tried to show me what the enemy was doing, I went back to Christ and said, I thank you that you gave me the victory. And no matter how long it takes, if it takes 40 years, I still believe you. If it takes 400 years, my heart won't change. That old tempter cannot find a place in my heart. He can't find a place in my mind. Hallelujah to God. So I'm going to talk to Jesus and tell him it is written that you have saved my soul. You have changed me from mortal. You have changed this old carnal state. And I believe you have placed my soul in that paradise. And I can walk around. You can come down and commune with me. You commune with me while I'm yet sleeping. Hallelujah to God. I thank you that the tempter can't even get me in my sleep, because I'll give him what is written. God said, I said all night long, I woke up. My body had changed. I was across the bed. Hallelujah to God. The covers was all over the place. I knew, hallelujah to God, that my soul made my body respond. That the tempter can't get me, not even in my sleep. You can't change my heart. You can't change my mind. You can't change what God has done for me. My testimony, I'm going to take it to Jesus and say, you've been so good to me. I'm going to take my testimony on up to God. When I was down and out, how you lifted me. I'm going to tell Jesus Christ, God Almighty, I thank you for saving me. When I think about all I've done, all that I did, the tempter brought it to my mind. But I began to say, it is written. It is written, God said, I'm faithful. I'm faithful. I had to tell that old tempter. God filled me up. He took away that old filthy garment. And he gave me a linen cloth. He wrapped my soul. He sent me out to his people. He put it on my tongue. Even in my sleep, the tempter can't get to me. Because I can talk like Christ taught and said it is written. It reminded my soul 40 days and 40 nights how he was tempted of the devil. But that's all right. Christ Jesus said it is written. So he put it in my heart. Made me go to the book. Made me look at the witnesses. Matthew said, I'll be a witness with you. Luke said, I'll witness with you. We wrote it in the fourth chapter for you. So if you wake up, hallelujah, and your body is wrecked with thought of whether or not God has forgiven you, we'll tell you when you wake up. You told us, we'll tell that old tempter, God said, I forgive. I'll tell that old tempter when I wake up and my mind comes to me. I'll tell it, hallelujah to God. My soul will say, you told that tempter while you were yet asleep that God had forgiven you. God wiped it out. God got rid of it because you told that old tempter. It is written. God said, I'm faithful to forgive. So I know that if I'm resting in my grave, if I go down holy, the tempter can't change my state while I'm laying in my box sleep. There's going to be light there for me. I'm going to wake up holy. If I go down righteous, and that's the plan, to go down righteous, the enemy can't get to me. God's going to hide my soul like he hid Moses' soul. He's not going to let the tempter find our box. It's going to be in his earth, but he won't be able to find our box because God's going to hide it away at him. And when he comes and that day approaches, he said, rise now, my love, and come away. And I believe, just like I can feel my head, that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Better yet, I believe God has already done what he said he was going to do. He already put me back into paradise. I just don't have my everlasting habitation yet. But I know for an assurance that God is going to give it to me. He's going to give me a body that I can stay in the paradise forever, like he intended in the beginning. So I thank God for the strength he's given my soul. I thank him for his word that he has put in my mind. He's put it in my heart. Thank you for every time I open the book and start studying to find out. Come on, Lord. Show me yourself, Lord. Wider, Lord. Wider, Lord. Higher, Lord. Higher, Lord. Deeper, Lord. Deeper, Lord. I want to know who you are. Show me yourself. If you're going to start at your feet, let my vision come on up. Let it come on up. I want to see your face. I want to see your face. I want to see your face to face. I want to see your face to face. Don't turn your back on me. Let me see your face to face. Let me see those eyes. Let me look. Let me look in those eyes. Now I want to see the eyes that looked upon me when I tabernacle in that flesh. I want to see the eyes that behold me. Hallelujah to God that saw me when I walked away. But I want those arms that stretched itself out for me, said, come on back. And when I turned, I thank you. When I turned, I thank you. When I turned, I thank you. When my soul turned, I thank you that you came and met me along the way. And now you got a feast. You got a feast ready for me. So I thank you. And I praise you that even in my sleep, you're with my soul. And the devil can't change my state, even though I'm rested. I thank you that I fight all night long to say it is written. I believe I have found the forgiveness of sin. I believe I have been washed whiter than snow. I believe I'm in the paradise touching the tree of life to stay here forever. I believe God. I believe God. Today I'm in his sanctuary to tell him I believe God. I thank God because he's been so good to me. Brought me back under these wings. Hallelujah to God that I could preach. They're stretched out ready to get the wind underneath them to fly me away from here. So I thank you. I praise you, and I give you the glory, because even in my sleep, I believe God. Thank you, Lord. I believe God. I trust everything that is written. And he loved me enough to preserve my soul to this present hour. And for that, I thank him.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let believers say amen. Let all believers say amen. Let every believer say amen, amen. I'm a believer, I'm a believer, oh Lord. I am a believer, oh church say amen. Let the church of God say amen. Let the church say amen. 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 So be it, amen. Whatever the Lord say or do, amen. Works out for my good, amen. No matter what the enemy say or do, it works out for my good. Let the church say,